The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
So, the sun shining, talk of holidays on the horizon, and as we mentioned a few minutes ago, inter-county GAA football this week, last week hurling. So, it's all go really on the GAA front. You'd be forgiven for thinking that you've got that summer feeling, and what better way to enjoy that than by having a barbecue? So Gareth Mullins, executive head chef at the Marker Hotel, is with us today with, I suppose, a three-parter, three elements to this, Gareth.
That's right, Pat. And what I'm trying to show here is just a couple of little skills that even if you don't want to do all three, all these little recipes will be with you throughout the summer. So it's a barbecued lamb kofta with flatbreads, and don't worry, there's no yeast or anything involved here. Very simple bread recipe. Garlic mayonnaise and a lovely tomato salad to bring a bit of freshness to the kofta.
Okay, well, let's start with the kofta because it's a lamb dish, so you want to like lamb. But many people who've had things like souvlakis and all the rest of it will know the taste of lamb, which is very big in places like Greece. So what's the secret?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do here really is kind of replicate that kebab type of flavour that we all know and love, I think, for that little bit of spiciness to... And those type of big, robust flavours is what's perfect on a barbecue. So what you're going to need is 300 grams of lamb mince. You need a teaspoon of smoked paprika, cumin and ground coriander. And try and get the smoked paprika if you can, because we're trying to develop that smoky flavour that we all know and love from the barbecue. Then you need a couple of tablespoons of chopped mint and coriander, a clove of garlic, which you're going to finely chop, and a red chilli. If you like spice, leave the seeds in. If you don't like it too spicy, just remove the seeds and the white pith from the inside of the chilli. And then chop up your garlic and your chilli, your coriander and your mint. And that goes into a bowl with your lamb mince, along with your spices, and a good seasoning of salt and pepper. Then what you want to do is soak 10 or 12 bamboo skewers. I like to soak them a couple of hours. This just helps them to stop from scorching when they're actually on the flames of the barbecue. And all you do then, divide that lamb mix into 12 balls, and then you're just going to roll them in your hand to get a sausage shape and put the skewer up through the centre of them. So that's your lamb kofta skewered onto your skewers. What I would say then is pop them in the fridge if you can for a couple of hours. What that does, it helps the protein to set. And just make sure they won't break up on the barbecue for you. And that's also a good tip if you're ever making burgers on the barbecue. Try and pop them back into the fridge for a little while before you actually get them out onto the barbecue. So the next thing I want you to think about is the garlic sauce, and that's what reminds most of us of a kebab. So again, I've given this recipe kind of before, but it's 100 mils of creme fraiche, 2 big tablespoons of mayonnaise, a clove of garlic, half a lemon, plenty of cracked black pepper and salt to taste. Put the mayonnaise and the creme fraiche in a bowl along with the garlic and lemon juice. Season it up with plenty of pepper and salt, and your garlic mayonnaise is ready to go. The next one is a tomato salad. So I actually love making salads like this when I'm having a barbecue, because you really need that freshness to cut across the smoky flavours of the barbecue. So put it cherry tomatoes, a red onion, some mint, about 10 leaves of mint, chopped up, the juice of a lime, and that lime juice really brings this salad to life. A couple of tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil and salt and pepper. That's your salad ready, your garlic mayonnaise is ready, your koftas are in the fridge, and the next thing I want you to think about is your flatbreads. So 300 grams of plain flour and a half a tablespoon of baking powder into a bowl, 250 mils or grams of natural yogurt, and a teaspoon of curry powder for a little bit of spice. You just put all those ingredients into a bowl and mix them around with your hand until they form a dough. It's literally that easy. And then roll that dough into a little bit of a log shape and take a nice sharp knife and cut that log into 8 pieces, so you're left with 8 bowls. Flour your tabletop surface with a little bit of flour, and then just roll out those flatbreads into kind of the shape of the palm of your hand, and then they're ready to go for the barbecue. So all we need to do now is get cooking. So preheat your barbecue, nice and hot. Use your wire brush. Give the grill a good rub with the wire brush to make sure that you got any little bits that are stuck onto it. And then what I like to do is just get a little bit of vegetable oil and put it onto some kitchen paper and wipe the grill. And then All you want to do is just grill your lamb koftas 5 to 6 minutes on each side till they're nicely cooked and caramelised. And then once they've cooked, take them off to rest. And then brush your flatbreads with a little bit of oil and pop them onto your barbecue or grill. Grill them for 2 or 3 minutes on either side and you'll have perfectly grilled flatbreads to serve with your koftas, tomato salad and garlic sauce.
Okay, now the flatbreads, I presume they just retain their shape. They don't get any bigger in the cooking, or do they?
They kind of puff up a little bit, Pat, so it's important to make sure that the barbecue is nice and hot because you're really trying to get, you want them to kind of caramelise a little bit. Now, if, like many times has happened to me on occasion, that you're all ready to go on the barbecue and it starts to rain, don't panic. All this can be done on a griddle pan in your kitchen, or indeed it can be done on a dry frying pan. So if it does start to rain, as I said, all this stuff can be cooked in the house if you don't have a barbecue.
Now, I've had, you know, ready-made koftas recently from one of the local stores, and yeah, they do stick together very well on the skewer. And I was wondering, was there anything in there to help that adhesion? Is there egg through it, or is there anything at all? Because very tasty, very spicy, and very together, if you like. Didn't crumble at all. So there's no mystery sticky ingredient...
Now, sometimes, like, there is ingredients that people, that butchers use, like there's meat glue and stuff, which sounds like something that's very horrific, but it's just a binding agent that sometimes they use. You can add breadcrumbs and eggs and all. I find when you start adding all these other things into things like burgers or lamb koftas, you start losing from the flavour of the actual meat. So, you know, we have some of the best meat in the country, or in the world, in Ireland. You know, our lamb and beef is second to none. So I really want to be able to taste the lamb and I want to be able to taste the beef if I'm having a kofta or a burger. So I tend to stay away from adding in eggs and breadcrumbs and stuff. But the real key, if you want stuff to stick together, is like what I said, pop them back into the fridge for an hour to let them set, and then make sure your barbecue is piping hot and you give it a good brush, you rub a little bit of oil onto the grill. And then when you put them on, don't keep moving them and turning them. What you want to do is when you put a burger or a lamb kofta on the grill, don't touch it. Leave it for like 2 minutes, because what we're trying to do is get that caramelization to happen. And then you can just use either like a spatula or something that you can slide under it and you'll find it won't break up. The most common mistake I see with people barbecuing is they're poking the things and they're pushing at them, and all you're doing then is reducing temperature on the grill, and that's when things start to stick for you and break up.
A question from one of the listeners, and you know, there are people who can't take dairy or have chosen not to take dairy. Is there any substitute for a creme fraiche in that recipe? I mean, I know you can buy garlic mayo in a bottle these days, and you can look at the bottle to see what's in it. But any substitute for creme fraiche?
You don't actually have to add the creme fraiche into it. If you can't take creme fraiche, you can just use the mayonnaise and it'll be perfect. I just like the acidity that the creme fraiche brings into splitting mayonnaise. Or if you wanted to use like one of the soya alternatives, like a soya yogurt or something, would also work perfect. But if you just want to make it with straight mayonnaise, you might find it'll take more than a half the juice of a lemon. And look, as always, these recipes are saved up on my Instagram if people want to go and screenshot them and use them. So, that's what I would say, that if you're dairy intolerant, if you use a substitute, like a soya substitute or an almond substitute, put that in, or alternatively, just go with the mayonnaise and it'll be perfect.
All right, Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Market Hotel, thank you very much for joining us.